To most seems like it's far, far away, but the day that it arrives will be too late to do what we can do, we can do today.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, once again, we say marhaba, marhaba, and we welcome you into today's silsila. And as usual, before commencing any silsila, we always mention the blessings of reciting durood and salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is stated that Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I give up all my awrad and waza'if and devote all of my time to reciting salawat upon you. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, this will be sufficient to remove your worries and your gunas will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Qatani Channel, every act that a Muslim engages in, it is very important for you to make a good intention, and that good intention should also be combined with sincerity. Why and why? Because once you have sincerity, then the act that you perform, in regardance of how small and minor it might be, but the sincerity behind it might make it as means of your salvation in the Akhirah. So therefore, every act and every deed that a Muslim engages in, the most important aspect of it is the good and sincere intention that you make. So therefore, let us make some good intentions that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I will watch this silsila out from the beginning to the end, only and only for the pleasure of my Rabb, for the pleasure of my Creator, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Another good intention that you can make is that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I will see and watch your silsila from the beginning to the end for the pleasure of Allah, and whatever I learn, I shall convey its message to the others. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that بَلِّغُوا أَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, that convey my message, preach my message, even if it is only one verse. Another good intention that a Muslim can also make is that every time that I hear the name of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal be mentioned, I will reply by saying Azza wa Jal. And every time I hear the name of Allah's beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the coolness of our eyes, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every time that his name is mentioned, I will reply by saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, in the previous silsila, we discussed the topic of illness to death. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, into today's silsila, we shall continue the journey of from illness to death. And as we mentioned in the previous silsilas, that the reason we mention illness is why and why? Because illness is also a reminder of death. There is a beautiful statement by a companion, a Sahabi Rasul of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whereby he has stated, and I want to start this silsila with this narration so that you can ponder over the statement of a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that I love three things that people hate. Subhanallah. He says, I love three things that many people hate. And the first thing that he mentions is that I love poverty. And the second thing that he mentions is that I love sickness. And the third thing that he mentions is that I love death. And the reason why I like poverty, the reason why I love poverty is that via poverty, I will learn how to be a humble person. And via sickness, I will appreciate it. Why and why? Because it is a means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving my sins. And he says that I love death. Why and why? Because death is a way that I shall meet my Creator, the Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Isn't this statement an amazing statement, subhanallah, that in every statement, in every situation, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they looked at the good of it, subhanallah. Because why and why? Because their minds were not focused on the life of this world, but rather their aim, their maqsad and aim was the akhirah, subhanallah. So dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, it's a statement for each and every one of us to ponder upon, subhanallah. You'll find that even when it came to death, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, Sayyidina wa Mawlai Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is stated that when he was towards that state of sakarat, when his wife said to him that, oh Bilal, are you not worried? And Sayyidina wa Mawlai Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he replies and says that, what is there for me to be worried about? Why should I be sad? Why and why? Because tomorrow I am going to meet my beloved and my beloved with all of his other companions, subhanallah. So this was the belief and aqidah of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why and why? Because they lived their entire lives in preparation for their death. They lived their entire lives preparing for death. They truly understood that the main aim of a believer should be that a believer must aim to be successful in the akhirah. That is why when there was any opportunity or mawqa for them to perform good deeds, they rushed for it. They made sure that they were the first to engage in the good deeds. When they received news that there was a sick person in the community, they would be the first to rush to the person's house. They would be the first to go there to make sure that they obtain the thawab and rewards of visiting a sick person. And in fact, this is a great sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam of going out and visiting the sick. There is a beautiful narration that has been narrated by Sayyidina Hasin bin Wahwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whereby he states that Talha bin Barra radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once critically ill, and he was in that final stages of his life. And it is stated that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the news regarding the illness of Talha bin Barra, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the news, according to some narrations, it was in the night, and it was a cloudy and rainy night. Allahu Akbar. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, these news are received by the best of creation. These news are received by the leader of the Muslim that one of his companions is critically ill. And subhanallah, the night is a cloudy night, and yet the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he leaves everything, and subhanallah, he goes to the house of Talha bin Barra. And as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is about to leave the house, our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says to the companions that Talha bin Barra is in the final moment of his life. And then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam leaves the house. As he leaves the house, it is stated that Talha bin Barra made a wasiyah And what was the wasiyah of Talha bin Barra? He stated that after my physical demise, please do not go and inform the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? And why? Because Talha bin Barra is thinking about the well-being of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? And why? Because Talha bin Barra knows that if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to receive news that he has passed away, if our beloved Aqa is to receive news that Talha bin Barra's physical demise has taken place, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have been one of the first people to arrive. Allahu Akbar. Look at the akhlaq. Look at the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when he received news that a companion is ill, he makes sure that he goes to go and visit the house of that companion. And it is stated that after Talha bin Barra was buried, the next day in the morning, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquires from the Sahaba ikram as to kayfa asbaha Talha bin Barra, that how has Talha bin Barra woke up? What is the condition of Talha bin Barra? And the people inform him that ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Talha bin Barra's physical demise took place last night. The Messenger of Allah says, why did you not call me? The people informed the Messenger of Allah that it was the wasiyah of Talha bin Barra, that the Messenger of Allah should not be informed. Why and why? Because he did not want to put the Messenger of Allah under any burden. He did not want to put the Messenger of Allah under any strain. That is why he decided that the companions must not inform the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, he says to the Sahaba ikram that, oh my companions, take me to the grave of Talha bin Barra. Take me to the grave of Talha bin Barra. And as they take the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the grave of Talha bin Barra, our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he makes dua for Talha bin Barra. And he supplicates. And in the supplication, it is stated that the Messenger of Allah stated that, oh Talha bin Barra, you must meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state and condition whereby you must be smiling, subhanallah. So dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, the stories of the companions and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these incidents are there for us to ponder upon. These incidents are there for us to learn lessons. These incidents are there for us to rectify ourselves, to reform our own lives. Why and I, why? Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, there are so many blessings and rewards for one visiting a sick person. There is a beautiful narration whereby the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to his servant on the day of Qiyamah that, ya ibn Adam, O child of Adam alayhi salam, marittu, I was sick and you did not come and visit me. The servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, ya Rabbi, O Allah azza wa jal, kayfa a'uduka wa anta rabbul alameen. That, oh Allah, how can I visit you? And you are rabbul alameen. You are Lord of all worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, qala, ama allimta anna abdi fulanan marida falam ta'udhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, did you know that a certain servant of mine, a certain banda of mine became sick and he did not come to visit them? Allahu Akbar. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the servant that, oh my servant, I was hungry and you did not feed me. And the servant will say, ya Rabbi, ya Allah, kayfa ut'imuka wa anta rabbul alameen. Oh Allah, how can I feed you? How can I provide for you? How can I feed you, ya Allah? And you are Rabbul Alameen. You are Lord of all worlds. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Ama allimta, did you not know that a certain servant of mine, a certain banna of mine, was hungry and you did not feed him? Hi, hi. So these questions will be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then say to the servant that, oh my servant, I was ill, I was sick, and you do not come and visit me. The servant will say, Ya Allah, how can I visit you? You are Rabbul Alameen. You are Lord of all worlds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the servant that, did you not know that a certain servant of mine, a certain banda of mine was ill and he did not come to visit them? Allahu Akbar. Dear listeners and viewers of Adhan Eternal, this will be a conversation between a son of Adam. This will be a conversation between us and our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And among the things that Allah will mention is that, oh my banda, my servant was sick and he did not come and visit my servant. So dear listeners and viewers of Adhan Channel, if you are from among the people whom even after receiving news that our family members are sick, we will not go and visit them, what answer will you give in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day? What answer will you give in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that particular day? You know, dear listeners and viewers of Adhan Channel, that is why it is so important. The sunnah of visiting the sick is a basic sunnah of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet, there are so many virtues, there are so many blessings of visiting the sick. So let us not deprive ourselves from obtaining this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why, alhamdulillah, many people that join the beautiful mahal of Dawat-e-Islami, you'll always find that they were brought closer to the mahal. Every person that comes to the mahal of Dawat-e-Islami, most of the time, you'll find that each person has their own beautiful story to tell that has been as means of how they got attached to the beautiful mahal of Dawat-e-Islami. But one of the reasons that bring many people close to the mahal of Dawat-e-Islami, it is because, subhanallah, the leader of Dawat-e-Islami, he put so much of emphasis on the basic teachings of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is so much emphasis that is being put on the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in order to learn the sunnahs of Allah subhanahu of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one has to attach themselves to this beautiful mahal of Dawat-e-Islami. Let us all, insha'Allah, try our level best. If you are not yet connected to this mahal, come closer to the mahal of Dawat-e-Islami. And insha'Allah, in the next EP, we are going to discuss the sunnah method of how to visit a sick person, how to talk to them, what to talk to them, how to conduct yourself when you are in the presence of a sick person. So watch the next EP, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
To most seems like it's far, far away. But the day that it arrives will be too late to do what we can do today.